You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So I just want to see, are you down to play the infamous game of the hypothetical survival scenario on Can You Survive This Podcast?
Absolutely. Let's go.
All right, let's do it. You're going to get 10 A or B questions.
Okay.
And, you know, if I tell you, if you guess B, but I say it was A, there's always allowed to be a little pushback. So if you're like, well, you know, I picked A, but just explain it to me and then you'll get the points. We'll take it to the judges.
Okay.
All right, let's do this, my friend. So for this scenario, you will be snowboarding by yourself down part of a mountain that tends to be less traversed. This part of the mountain is a little bit more dangerous than other parts of the mountain. First question. Do you A, do a dummy check and make sure you did not forget any supplies you may need, or B, hydrate and drink lots of water before getting on the slopes?
I would definitely check my supplies. I'd want to have my shovel, my avalanche beacon, my probe.
You nailed it. A is correct. You check for all your supplies that you may need before you head down. Next, do you A, attach your avalanche transceiver to your body, or B, attach your transceiver in your pack, which will be attached to your back?
Definitely in my pack.
In your pack. You're going with the pack, eh?
Well, all of my gear has avalanche stuff, like, sewn into it. Like, my jacket has a thing and my pants have a thing. But yeah, I guess I would put it in my front pocket so I could reach it.
There you go. A is the answer that we were looking for. So you got it. Took a little bit of thinking, but you got it. We are going with A because, you know, if there's an emergency, you want to be able to get to it very easily, get to the transceiver very easily, as opposed to having to find your backpack and dig through it and all that kind of thing. All right. So A is correct. Now you attach the transceiver to yourself, you hit the slopes, you're heading down the mountain, when all of a sudden you hear a loud crash and an avalanche has occurred and a wall of snow is gaining on you from behind. Do you A, compress yourself, becoming more aerodynamic to get down the slope faster, or B, move to the flanks of the slope while you can?
Probably get to the flanks.
B is correct. You move to the flanks as the mass of snow is about to come rushing by you. Next, do you A, jam ski poles into the ground and try to stabilize yourself, or B, grab onto a tree?
Wait, what? Say that again.
Do you jam ski poles into the ground to try to stabilize yourself, or B, grab onto a tree?
Tree, for sure.
You grab onto the tree, correct. The tree is going to be much more stable than trying to jam something into the ground that you're holding onto. So you grab onto a tree, Next, do you A, ditch your pack and any excess gear, or B, tie yourself to the tree using the straps of your pack?
Tie myself to the tree.
You're going to tie yourself? I had A. I had ditch your gear so that you have less objects that could be caught up by the rush or anything that could accidentally impale you.
No way. Because my pack is going to have my shovel and my probe and all the stuff I need to get out of the avalanche. I wouldn't okay, ditch, so you want, like that.
So
I would
want to keep the pack.
Be dead without the pack.
Okay. All right, we'll give
I don't know if I would. I don't know if I would tie myself to the tree, but given those two options, that sounds. I mean, honestly, an avalanche is so fast. I don't think you'd have time to do any of that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think tying yourself to the tree would just be. That just seems.
I mean, if I had like the luxury of time, sure, but I don't think I would be able to get to that.
But I like your idea about keeping your stuff that you're going to need, but maybe you ditch some stuff that it's you don't want to get caught up on anything.
No way. I've lost stuff in heavy snow, like in deep drift, and yeah. It's impossible without your gear. Like you have to have your stuff to get out of that.
Okay, so you're keeping the gear. All right.
Have to keep the gear.
I think that's probably smarter. You ditch your pack, now you got nothing. Let's see here. So where are we at here? Now the rush is becoming too strong and you feel like you might slip away in the rush of snow. So do you A, try to climb a tree, or B, swim with the moving snow?
Definitely swim with it.
This episode is brought to you by the Spring Cleaning Champions, Manscaped, for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code CYSTP. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code CYSTP for 20% off and free shipping. Manscaped sent me the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, and I don't want to share too many details, but I can say I strongly recommend it, and so does my girlfriend. I can't wait to try the face shaver next. Be sure to use code CYSTP at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
B is correct. You swim with the snow, trying to stay on the surface and attempting to avoid a strong impact. You don't want to smash into anything. As you swim with the rush, the snow becomes overwhelming and getting buried becomes inevitable. Do you A, keep your arms by your sides, or B, put your hands in front of your face?
Definitely protect your face. There's going to be a lot of debris in there.
Good choice. And B is correct. You place your hands in front of your face, and this also can create an air pocket in front of your face so that if you become super buried, hopefully you have a small pocket that you can get a little bit of air from.
That makes sense, yeah.
So now you're fully buried in the snow. Do you A, dig in the direction your head is facing, or B, use your senses to determine which way is up?
You spit.
Yeah, good, good, good choice. You spit, you see which way your snot is flowing or which way your spit is flowing because you have no idea if you even are facing up, if your head is facing up or you've been completely
tumbled around. It's impossible to tell what direction you're in because the snow holds you so perfectly.
Yeah.
You can be completely upside down and not even know.
Exactly. So B is correct. You use your senses and determine which way is up by observing which direction gravity pulls spit and snot from your face.
Mm-hmm.
Then do you A, punch an air channel from your face upward, or B, try to get upside down and kick the snow that's above you?
Definitely air channel. Air is most important.
A is correct. You punch upward from the face so that you are much closer to being able to take a full breath. And getting upside down, that's not a good idea. Once you figure out which way is up, you don't want to start moving yourself around and, you know, creating a collapse. And so A is correct. As you punch upward, you are greeted with rescuers who deployed after the avalanche and were able to find you because you brought your transceiver. Good job. You have survived this podcast.